Hello, welcome to the Bite Size Manga Podcast. This week we're talking about Dragon Ball chapters 291 to 300, or if you're me, 97 to 106. This week I'm joined, as always, by Hutt, master of room hopping. Ryu, guide to TikTok cringe.
Yes, I am.
And I'm your host, Ben. Let's get into the chapters, shall we?
These chapters were hype. Let's just start off with that. Want to just go chronologically, like order of chapters, or like, or just pop in the action? Yeah, we can do
that. Like, I mean, my first note is, I think from the first chapter almost as well. Just I wanted to talk about, like, this is the first time we see Frieza losing control. Like, he has been in control of this situation this entire time. He hasn't needed to really worry about anything. Like, he's always had like servants being able to take care of whatever the fuck he needs. And he's just been able to essentially pivot whenever something happened because of, like, the absolute faith that he has in his own ability, his, like, henchman being Ginyu, and just, like, that he is the strongest motherfucker around and that he that's all he needs to get shit done. This is the first time where he loses that cool. That cool brother that we've seen this entire time, the first time he loses it. And it is good. It feels so good because it feels like we finally pulled one over on Frieza. We've been behind the eight ball this entire time. Even Goku showed up. He was only up to par with Ginyu. So we even had that hangover heads. But now it feels like there's actually a chance that we can pull this, like, weird heist scenario off.
True. Yeah. By that, we get, like, Shenron? Is it Shenron still? Or is it different? Shenron.
No, now different.
Krunga. And because of that, like, Frieza genuinely is like, oh shit, they took it from me. They screwed him. I mean, Vegeta is the same, to be fair.
But he's like, wait, like Gollum you. Did. They took it from us. They stole it!
Like, even Vegeta is fucking Madge.
Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
It makes sense because, so, like, there aren't a lot of people that oppose Frieza, and even if they do, like, they're easily handled by his men, right? This is probably the first time where he's actually, like, faced a true challenge, as well as, you know, someone actually really threatening what he wants, because he wants immortality, right? He wants the Dragon Balls for that purpose. So now that they actually have the Dragon Balls and they have a way to take Frieza's wish away from him, his facade just melts away because now he's not in control anymore. He has no way to, like, control this because his men are also dead. He's the only one. It's only one part of the Frieza force on the planet anymore, right?
So yeah, like, he loses cool because, like, we see his true character here because he loses cool. Like, he has nothing to fall back on, no one to protect his fate, to the point that he has to come out himself and do dirty work, basically, which he hasn't had to do in,
like,
a while.
He hasn't, for sure. No, I don't feel like he's ever really even had to. There's, like, I think up until this point, it's just been stuff that he's wanted to take care of. Like, I'm sure, like, committing genocide was something that he was ecstatic to just do against the Saiyans. He was like, I want to do this myself.
Yeah, but even this is the first time we see Frieza fly without his pod, right? He always even used a pod to fly. He clearly can, but he just didn't feel the need to. And now he's just chilling.
Nah, to fight Nail. When Nail and him went away to fight, he, like, they flew. But like,
didn't he use a pod then too?
No. He flew normally. But he was flying relaxed. He was just keeping up with Nail, and Nail is not faster than him, so he didn't have to exert much force in that flight at all.
Also, I gotta say a little bit. Nail's a little bitch. Just a little bit. I'm just saying, you could have helped a lot against the Ginyu first. Like, I get it. Wanna be with your elder? He's about to die, you know. You respect him a lot.
Not even that. That's what he was sworn to do.
Yeah, but even the elder was like, hey, also, can you go help the earthlings, bro, please?
I don't think Nail would have done much.
I think he would have.
Nail isn't the strongest. Let's be
he
real.
Looked like it would have just been one more body for Ginyu to take over and have us jump for more hoops.
Yeah. If anything, I think it's better this way.
Yeah.
I think it's better that also, he's tracked Frieza long enough so that they could have Piccolo back.
Yeah. My thing is, like, I get that, like, on your deathbed, you want to get, like, a jab out of Frieza, but he literally wouldn't have known.
I'm like, oh, sure. The wind. Like, it would have just been, it would have been
the sky's black, that's interesting. Huh. Weird weather on this planet, and then they would have been like, up, 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 time to vote for, time to get
out the vote for the president.
Yeah, look, I got some other shit on my mind. Y'all been following the news? No.
All right.
But on the topic of Nail, I do love how we get the Piccolo and Nail interaction. When Piccolo like comes across him. It's
a good character moment for Piccolo where he just says like it might be strong, but I don't want to lose my individuality.
Yeah, like I'm my own person. Like he knows he comes from Kami, right? So like they were technically one person at once, and then he's like, okay, I have my own person. I'm my own person now. He's changed from what he originally was. He's not Piccolo Daimyo anymore, right? But like he still wants to keep him. Like himself, true to himself, and doesn't want to change that. Like even then,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Like this is Yeah, this is his first Namekian interaction that is not like him or like a version of him or like half him. You know,
have Kami and him really interacted at all?
No. Well, yeah, they did in the World Tournament.
Piccolo Daimyo.
No. He means as in like
when it was in the body of Shen. And
when Kami, Shen,
was in Shen, I remember.
Yeah, okay, that wasn't Piccolo Daimyo, but like, I mean, like, that was still like evil Piccolo, so yeah.
Yes.
Before he turned good, yeah.
Yeah, like, I feel like, physically, he's the same person, sure, but like, talking character wise, he's essentially a different character.
Yeah, because the whole Gohan training and whatever, he definitely changed a lot as well.
Yeah, even sacrificed he became for more. Gohan, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's also like, immediately why he's like, bring me there. Not fully, because he also wants to fight for his home planet, right? But like, Gohan definitely an aspect of it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, I get it, but wouldn't it be smarter to have, because now if Piccolo dies, Kami will die again, right? And this whole situation will be over once more, right?
Yeah. So,
like, I get he wants to fight for his own planet, right? And he wants to save everyone there, right? Like, I get it. It's understandable.
Anybody left on Earth who can make a wish?
Kami is there. Kami and Popo.
Oh, yeah, they can do it.
So they could technically gather the Dragon Balls and do a wish, but I guess, yeah.
I don't think she would do it, because it's Chi-Chi and she's a... But, like...
I mean, she'd do anything to save her son, at least.
That's true, but, like, Dragon Ball...
He's alive! Like,
female Dragon Ball characters and being well-written have never been on the same train.
No.
I have a feeling they're going to forget Bill Mom on this planet when they go back home. That'd like, wait hilarious. A minute.
That would be great.
Oh. Be yeah, great arc would... without Bill Mom. Like, any great arc is better without Bill Mom.
That would be hilarious.
Finally, the only way to shut her the fuck up is leave her stranded on another planet.
Then blow the planet up. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we forgot about her.
To be fair, though, let's be honest. Goku can't operate the ship. Gohan can't operate the ship. Piccolo can't operate the ship. How are they gonna get home without Bulma?
Krillin can drive.
It's a spaceship. Like he can drive like a car, but like how are they gonna get home with a spaceship if the other?
Hey, look, it might not be canon, but I mean, in the anime, Goku and Piccolo can drive.
Even still, at this point, they haven't gotten their driver's license.
This is my obligatory mention of the best fucking filler episode of all time.
Agreed.
Did they just go on a road trip? What did they do?
No, they
this is just like a filler episode where they need to get their driver's licenses.
Yeah,
like,
because...
Really?
No reason for it. So they just like...
The reason...
also like a small car, so they're like driving like this.
I think they just start racing against each other like mid-drive test. It's crazy, but it's because Chi-Chi was like, bro, you have to learn how to drive, Goku. I can't just keep carrying all these groceries. Yeah, I know you can fly and all, but like,
we need to do things like a normal family.
Yeah, exactly.
Nimbus Cloud.
Normal still. Family.
Yeah.
It's Goku. We don't have normal.
No also, family is normal, but like everybody chases the ideal of normality.
Yeah, but like, I don't think every family has a person that can like fly, you know? So
they have a whole.
If you have a pilot in your family,
but you can fly, Hut. Oh my god, dude!
Well, he's about to try. Open the window.
Oh, my god. Also,
oh, my leg.
I can't feel my leg.
So thankfully, I'm like on the ground floor, so it's like grass right outside of my window. So
I feel like there's good odds of me breaking things if I jump.
If I jump out of that window, there's just a roof like a directly below. So
oh yeah, because I see a tree right there, and I'm like,
well, well yeah, but that's like a good 50 meters away. 30, sure.
Yeah.
Ah, easy.
I'll make it.
I want to talk about like the armor that they use, right? Which is like
the like yeah. The,
I was like, reading Vegeta. That and I was like, oh well, we won't talk about this.
What?
I didn't expect us to be talking about fashion on here. All right.
Yeah, it has blast protection, very mobile. It's very stretchy.
Very stretchy, like to the point that like yeah, of course, like when Vegeta went Oolong. Originally,
right. When Vegeta went Oolong.
I think you were trying to say Sulong, which is already.
I think it was trying to say Uzaru, but.
Yeah, and to combine that with fucking Mulong. I mean, anyway,
similar. Like Sulong and the Great Ape Floor, because both, you know, full moon, they both transform into furries.
The fucking minks, they were already furries. They just.
Yeah, I said furrier furries.
Oh, furrier. I said furries or furries, and I was like, it doesn't make sense.
No, furrier furries.
Not the or question. Anyway.
Huh?
Anyway.
Please don't let this be the thing we talked about before we started.
What?
Anyway, so when Frieza like fights Vegeta, right? Vegeta's putting up quite the fight at first, right? Like he's definitely like when he like punches
like it takes a lot of effort for him to do this, but I guess like
he's keeping up sorta with pace for Frieza, right?
Now we're a real Dragon Ball podcast. We're gonna be talking about forms and shit.
Base form Vegeta is honestly just as strong as Free.
So base Vegeta is equal to base Frieza, you know.
All right, I'm already sick of this. Can we not do this?
Oh my god.
Oh god, I'm not gonna last on this podcast. I don't know. Somebody might need to take over hosting.
Not power scale. Anyway, power scale for the win.
Then we get Frieza 2, bulky, big. Devil.
You just call it second form. I think that's just what it's called.
Probably.
I just call it King Cold.
King Cold?
Yeah, like Freeze named after Freezer, so.
Oh, like that. I see.
So I just went, he's now the King of Cold.
Iceberg.
He's got an iceberg too, but that's more One Piece thing. In my head.
Yeah.
Character
iceberg, you know.
We call him Frost?
Nah, play too much Siege for that. We can't do that.
Is that Frost? Kind of bad, though.
Ryu, you need to get a girlfriend.
I know.
Oh goodness. about half of this episode is gonna have nothing to do with Dragon Ball, but you know
it's not. But you know, to be fair, it's a lot of fighting, so we can talk about that, but not much to do besides power scale.
I love that one. You know that one?
Yeah. The one frame. I love the one frame.
Also, going back a bit to when Piccolo was talking to Nell. He was talking about, or Nail said that if he had merged with his original self, or Kami, he'd be able to beat Frieza. Like.
That kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah, like there was one person with like a power scale that like got in half, two people. basically, right?
Yeah, but like, even if you think about it from a different point of view, right? Like, think about like if in like early Dragon Ball, Piccolo and Akami fuse back together. Think about like how insanely strong they would be by the standards of that section of the story.
Yeah.
And then like
Daniel was already super strong.
Yeah, but like he was still old. But like even then, like if they fuse together, they would be insane and pretty much unbeatable for that section of the story. And then you kind of like scale that to where we are now, and you think like that makes about sense for like a Namekian, right?
Yeah. But
then you take that out, and you get Piccolo Jr. when we're dealing with now, like, and then you see him like grinding up to like Saiyan level at half, and then like you know you let it go, and then like yeah it kind of just makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's kind of weird that they like say this because Kami hasn't been training. Sure, he is strong magical wise, but where Piccolo lacks that is more physical strength wise, right? I feel like Kami hasn't. Like, I don't know. Like, it's we haven't seen much from Kami, like fight wise, even with the magical stuff. We know he's powerful.
Think,
like, we don't know he's strong.
Would that like translate to like beam attacks? Because like we don't see Piccolo use that much. He's mostly like hand to hand and he uses a beam occasionally, but
yeah, even, I mean, like, we saw him wipe that city at one time. Even if you think
about like his special beam cannon, which like his best like beam move, it takes 5 minutes to charge up.
Yeah,
I mean,
like this man sucks at beam attacks.
Might not anymore, but we don't know that.
Maybe,
but like he did wipe out an entire city, but just like the swipe of his hand. So when he got first introduced. When he took over the city that one time. Or yeah, the kingdom, yeah. I guess.
When King Piccolo was like, to show the king. To show the king his power.
So it's weird how Piccolo, like, sometimes that he could just do that, and sometimes he just charge, I think, for 5 minutes. It's strange.
Yeah, but like, that's like a quick beam.
Yeah.
Quick, like, it's not, guess. It doesn't really have much force behind it, I feel like.
It blew up a city. Also, I don't know how.
Yeah, but they're also still like kind of different people, like Demon King Piccolo and Piccolo Junior.
Junior, yeah, definitely.
Still not like exactly carbon copy of each other.
Can we just call like Demon King Piccolo like a recorder or something? Just so we don't have to do like the title.
Flute.
I like flute. I think recorder is more disrespectful, which is why I like it, but I think we can go flute too.
I always forget recorder is a basic flute. I just remembered. It's just like one of those like very like elementary level flute. Yeah, exactly.
I know, like a clarinet.
That's too sophisticated.
Piccolo is basically
a bastard.
A clarinet is basically a piccolo, right? Like they're about the same, if I remember correctly.
So would Kami be clarinet instead? Like,
I have a clarinet for Kami, but like he's got a different name. We don't need to find a new alias for him.
Yeah, his name is literally like he got in Japanese, so.
Yeah.
Ugh. So, anyways, Gohan.
And Krillin get to beat the fuck up. In like two swipes.
Yeah,
really. That's brutal.
Yeah, not really. Gohan does fight back.
Yeah,
Gohan goes buck wild.
Gohan snapped.
Dude. He goes 100%. He's definitely
actually cooking. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
He was actually cooking. It was crazy.
That's what he did when he just like grabbed energy and just fucking chucked it at him.
Like, it's crazy to think how strong Gohan can be when he's older, because he's 5 right now, right? 5 years old. No, yeah, well, 5 years old.
Yeah, he's 5. Old. He's 5. Yeah. Maybe 6. Maybe 6. I don't know how long. Maybe 6.
Because we don't. Because they say he was 4 in the start of when Raditz came.
5 after year. Training with.
Yeah, 5 after training with Piccolo, and in a few days in the hospital, a month traveling, plus a week on Namek. Yeah, give it.
If that was his birthday in that while, he could have had a birthday. I don't think we would have.
Like,
I don't
if think you think anything. About this with regards to like Goku at that age, this motherfucker is insane.
Yeah,
like, these guys at Goku's level when Goku was like at the third Budokai, maybe even above that. When Goku was 18, this guy is maybe 6, a third of his age. He's crazy.
He's 6 years old. Like, he's crazy.
Yeah, both parents are extremely strong martial artists, especially Goku. So, like, the genes are there to, like, build it
plus
up.
Plus, he also gets the Senkai boost. Like, when he gets... Like, they say it later, like, Vegeta says it, that he also gets a power boost from being in near-death experiences, which he's pretty much been in, like, almost nonstop since the...
His entire life? Since no, when he was four, even then, like when fighting with Piccolo, he did that. He got to like the extremes, like with fighting with Piccolo, like how they trained for like at least like 6 months. That's how he got strong. Then he got the boost from the very old Namek, Namekian, right? So like the amount of buffs and cheats this motherfucker has gone through is crazy.
Oh, like. Vegeta said he was stronger than his father as a child, which is, I feel like that's kind of crazy because his dad was also like an elite Saiyan, right? Because he...
I think so, yeah.
He's King Vegeta, right? So, like, surpassing his father as a child, like, Vegeta also has crazy potential.
He's an adult now.
Had crazy. Well,
this is the end of Vegeta. We'll never see him again after this.
Vegeta's got gifted kid syndrome. Like, he really peaked in high school.
Yeah, he did. Because after that, he was
height-wise.
Like... Yeah, that too.
Yeah, this motherfucker couldn't dunk.
Yeah. No, I mean,
jump-wise, he could. He can jump high enough.
I guess. But even then, right?
He fly, dude. Like, if the jump is not enough, he could just fly up.
Lame.
Yep.
Yeah,
but he said Vegeta was stronger than his dad as a child, and then it, like, slowly progressed upwards. Like, it wasn't even that quick after that, it feels like, because,
I don't think it has, no.
Maybe that just has something to do with, like, the
competition,
way...
Competition,
though. No, I feel like maybe just, like, the way, like, Saiyans give birth, like, they might just, like, if they have a kid, its base power, like, strength is probably, like, around, like, what the parent would be.
And I mean, I still feel like if they are, like, just born, they would still be weaker than their parents, right? It has to,
yeah, but I feel like that's more, like, they don't know how to use their bodies yet.
Like, maybe.
When Gohan started, like, tapping into his actual strength, you know, he was already stronger than Goku. Because he did damage to Raditz, remember?
Yeah.
But does that mean Goku's dad is, like, weak? Because he was, like, he was strong.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Because
I feel like
he was a lower level Saiyan.
Yeah,
he was
but
a
like Goku
Saiyan.
Was. I guess that makes sense. But Raditz, who is his brother, was pretty strong, right?
Yeah, but he's also been on the front lines this entire time. Like, he was still absorbed within the system of, like, what the Saiyans were doing. And so, like, he was constantly being, like, out there and also at a grander scale, right? Because we know that the galaxy, space, has a bigger scale of power than Earth itself does.
That makes sense.
What I think happened with Raditz, he got sent to, like, a similar situation with Goku. But Goku hit his head, right? So he didn't get the urge to fight. Raditz still had that. Wiped out the planet, got stronger in the process, got back to the Saiyan planet, and became bigger part of the army, or I guess Frieza's army at that point, but became bigger part of that to the point that Frieza saw potential in him or whatever, and then that somehow evolved in him to actually become stronger by just being in that environment. Well, Goku was just on Earth, obviously not doing what he was, I guess, supposed to.
He was just trying to survive until he was, like, what, 12, 14?
12? Yeah, 12.
He was 12 at the start, right?
He said 14, but it was 12, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Raditz has, like, as a child, maybe fought the planet in, like, 5 years, then was, like, 5, got back, did another one, was 12, had already done, like, 2 or 3 planets, and whatever, right? Like, the growth that Raditz had at the beginning was probably a lot larger, marginally, compared to
Goku.
It's
essentially, like, the idea of, like, you put, like, equally, like, gifted kids, one in, like, a bad environment for suited for their growth, and one in a good environment, and you just see one really, like, go up on the other, and then, like... I feel like you could kind of take this as a nature versus nurture idea as well.
Maybe you can, yeah. I think you can.
Yeah. Yeah, which it probably also makes sense as to why Frieza just decided to wipe out the planet, because eventually, generations down the line, the kids would just become so powerful as well, like the Saiyans.
Yeah, because like if you think about it, like it's probably like Frieza probably like wasn't in charge of them for that long. Because no. The Saiyans, like, they were a warrior race, but like they didn't start they started selling planets at some point, right? But like that doesn't seem like something you would innately do, right? If you're a warrior, you would just like go to seek out the fights, right? And
mostly you just like end like, up a planet and like guess we'll sell them, and then that works, and then they keep doing it, I guess.
Yeah, but like you quickly run into somebody like Frieza who keeps conquering planets as well. So I feel like, very quickly after the say, this is all conjecture, but like,
yeah.
Very quickly after, like, they essentially made it off-planet where they were, like, stopping, like, all the infighting. We were like, oh, we can get out there and try and do more shit. I feel like very quickly after that, they probably started running into Frieza, and then, like, Frieza, like, absorbed them into their army. And then, like, this cycle started, and Frieza very quickly went, holy shit, fuck that.
Probably. Frieza is not dumb. He's very smart, so... I feel like Frieza would have realized, okay, wait, they're getting stronger by the generation by marginal gains, like to like a bigger scale. They like might want to like wipe at least like 99.9% of all of them.
This also makes sense as to why people talk down about the Saiyans a lot, because if they are a relatively new species to be discovered, like and absorbed into like this intergalactic society, then like. The Saiyans being looked down upon makes sense because they're new. They're new to the block and they're doing all this shit. Of course people are going to be like, man, fuck you. What the fuck are you even trying to do?
Yeah, the new kids
are. Yeah, about all this whole this pride and being strong and whatever. And then like...
Yeah, and like probably when they were absorbed, they were weaker. That was probably what it was like. And now they're quickly... And then they started quickly rising up. And Frieza almost immediately took them down. And that's probably why this reputation of Saiyans... being elite warriors only seems to persist in like within Saiyan culture itself.
Yeah. But then, or people that are weaker than them, right?
Yeah. Think about them. Like all the pieces seem to fit.
It does. It does.
There's some good old fashioned theorizing. I like this.
Yeah.
I do want to mention though, I'm getting sick and tired of people talking about ultimate goddamn power in this series. If it was like every third chapter, there's a motherfucker saying, like, I have achieved or I will achieve ultimate power.
This is my ultimate power.
Yeah, like Piccolo said it this time. And I feel like I can't be the only one who went, okay, sure you did, buddy. Let's move on.
Yeah. I like it.
Show
it.
Show don't tell.
Like one of the dubs, he was yelling, like, I feel fit. I can do it. I can do this. Obviously, like, was like flying away.
That makes more sense. Like, in the translation, it's just like, I have achieved ultimate, this is ultimate power, or this is what ultimate power feels like, or something. I'm just like, okay, what the fuck? What do you mean?
Well, yeah. I guess it was ultimate power for him. He peaked. He's done. He cooked.
Oh, shit. Well, he did say, like in the final chapter, he does say, like, let me solo her. Like, solo he her. Like, it's the meme from Elden Ring. Anyway, like for him nowadays.
Why do I feel like the meme's like intended horny?
No, okay, so for a little bit of lore probably about Elden Ring. It's very okay. Wow, that's just wow. I mean, it's fair.
Look,
wow.
Build up your own reputation. Is all I'm saying.
Fair enough. No, like it's a very hard boss, which is female. In thing, and there's just one guy who has like no armor, which is a sign in like those kind of games that you won't get hit, so you won't die. And he has like beaten that boss over 1,500 times with helping people. Like he joins people's lobbies, deals the boss alone, solos her, and then disappears.
Like a legend. Damn.
Like a legend. He's generally a legend.
That sounds like a fucking folklore type.
Yeah, like
he's to that in the Elden Ring like verse. He is to that point. Yeah, right. In the new DLC that came out, there is another boss that is very hard, and I think he came back for that.
Yo,
as well.
He's back.
It's like, did he ever exist? Is he a legend? Is this true? Like,
bro, really pulled the fun. Michael Jordan. I'm back. He does it again.
Return of the King. You know. Anyway. Piccolo being like, "No, I got this." But quick question: what do y'all think about Goku like being like, "Wait, I feel like Piccolo, but it can't be Piccolo."
I thought that was hilarious.
I think it was pretty fun.
Essentially, Goku saying it couldn't be Piccolo because this motherfucker is too good.
He's too weak. he's too strong to be Piccolo. There's no way that's Piccolo. Like,
is he stronger than me? Nah, that can't be Piccolo, bro.
That can't be Piccolo. That's less
that
a lie.
Me stronger than me?
Is that? Oh yeah. Honestly, I get him. I get Goku. He's like, he's
too
strong.
That was cold ass entrance by Piccolo, though.
He's like flying, stopping midair. Like, no, he flew very quick and then just stopped midair. Honestly, just in the pose, just ready.
Yeah, honestly, I was kind of ready for like Gohan to pop off again. He was like, "Okay, I'm round two, bitch, right?" And then Piccolo just
got healed up.
I mean, he essentially was ready. Yeah.
He was ready. He was mad.
And then Piccolo just was like, "Nah, buddy, I got this. Don't worry."
So I have to play by play for the fight. I don't know why I wrote it down, but I did.
Oh, what?
First damage to Frieza is a Gohan achievement.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Frieza pimp slaps a child. then we have first vital hit Krillin.
Mm-hmm.
For cutting Jesus' tail, then cold ass entrance, and then Goku giving color commentary on the side. I thought that was supposed to be our job, Goku.
Yeah, fuck you, Goku. Yeah, Goku. Also, Goku was ready. Goku was ready to break out. It's like, no, I can't wait. Let me just get out of here. It's like, oh no, wait. Someone else is coming. Never mind. Someone else can beat his ass.
They might be cooking.
Yeah, I can wait. You know, chill here. See how it goes.
About the beam attacks, I don't know if you guys noticed this. In the last panel, that Piccolo, like, shoots a gigantic fucking beam, like, instantly. Yeah. So, I do feel like he's become stronger in that aspect, too. I don't know how much
time would add to that. I feel like he's not because, like, if you think about it, like, he's not using any named attacks. Whereas, like, if you look at somebody, like, we've established that Krillin's, like, strength lies in the application of ki techniques. Because that's, like, everybody keeps stealing his techniques.
Like, the discs, the storm, the whatever, you know? Like,
So, and, like, he's just throwing them out like this, right? Like, that's how he got the damage off on Frieza, how he was able to buy more time and stuff. Like, he's using all these name techniques. Piccolo, yet to use a name technique, but that doesn't have, like, huge drawbacks.
Yeah. Like, Piccolo just, like, energy, just attack. He doesn't really like care about
the
aftermath.
That, like, unrefined form of combat, like, right?
Looking at the beam as well, it's like very much jaggedy edges, like across like the sides of the cone that he shoots.
Yeah, I feel like that's more a stylistic choice, but maybe I didn't pay attention to it that much, so I can't like.
I have the panel up, but yeah,
I'm just
like when we see like a Kamehameha, like the lines are very much straight. They're very much like a refined beam of power going towards a target.
Like,
this felt more like
wasted energy, right? That's
exactly
about, like, no wasted energy here.
Piccolo here feels more like a just throw my energy at him and hope it does something and it hits, right? It feels like more of a Hail Mary than an actual like refined technique.
Yeah, if we think about it, like right, we've been talking about Goku, like he's become a master now. Like, he doesn't waste any energy, he doesn't waste any movements. If we think about it that way, then Piccolo, compared to like Goku, might have a higher like
strength
ceiling if Goku like obviously doesn't train or get snared F experiences again. But like, if we take Goku's power level right now, like, he's essentially at his ceiling without like Saiyan shenanigans elevating his power level, right?
To be fair, he's in a healing part right now because he was near death, so at this point he got another boost again after he comes out of this.
But like, barring the, like if we didn't think about that, then Piccolo probably would have a higher ceiling because he's gotten up to this point with pure raw power, essentially.
True. Yeah.
Which is crazy. I
feel like, and he didn't even have the weighted pod to 100% like Goku has. Like, Goku has the 100 times like weighted. Piccolo only has the thing that goes up like just to 20, like the planet that he's on with Kaio.
Also, they weren't even on King Kai's planet that long, to be honest, to be fair.
A month and
less
few days.
Than that.
No, a month or like 2 weeks, I think, right?
They didn't get there instantly, right? They had to travel
to
Snake Bear.
Oh, they had to travel there, yeah, but they got there like in the week.
Than Goku. They
did it in a week.
Yeah,
believe,
they got it a lot faster than Goku.
So they probably had like, let's say a month. Let's say they took a week and then a month, and then now the first week of the month, of the which way they were traveling, that, and then the last week that we just had on Namek that came back together.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably around that.
This reminded me of Newstead's stylistic choice that I remember seeing somewhere that more like rough and ruggedy characters in the show or in the manga, when they speak normally, their bubbles are like more rugged, like they have more square edges, right? But the like good guys are like that are like more calm, have more round and like bubbly shapes to their bubbles.
This,
you know what? I noticed this.
Pretty normal.
No, generally, like yeah, no, when I'm like, looking at like a panel where Gohan is talking and like Frieza as well. Frieza is very much like boxy, like corners, and then you look at Gohan, who's like a cloud, like the bubbly, like
yeah, like Goku, Krillin, Gohan. When they speak, they have like rounder shape, round shapes, and like when
rounder,
Frieza,
like yeah.
Yeah, Frieza, Vegeta speak, they have like more square shapes on their bubbles.
I see this now.
Yeah.
To be fair, the very young Namekian also has like he has rounded edges, but they're still more jagged.
I mean, Piccolo also has a bit more squarish. So does that imply like that he's not like? I mean, I guess is he fully aligned on the moral spectrum? Then is that what we're saying? Like he's more in a gray area.
I guess
I think
he has
so.
A similar amount of. Like sharp edges as Vegeta,
yeah, exactly. But then there's this thought bubble that Krillin has, which is also more jaggedy and a lot more jagged than even Vegeta.
I think
yeah,
so
yeah,
less about like evil and more about composure,
more about like voice and what kind of like how they're thinking, like how the inner monologue or how the voice that's coming
but
out, what
like,
kind of
that,
voice
that
putting
feels
on.
Weird because like Vegeta is freaking out about like how strong Frieza is, right? Whereas Piccolo is kind of chilling, and they're still dealing with a similar amount of, like, sharp.
Wow.
So, like... I don't know, maybe it's none of those, and it's just, like, depicting non-human characters.
Maybe.
Like, Frieza does get, like, for sure, Vegeta does get a lot more jaggedy as he gets screamed, but he calmed down a little bit at the end there when Piccolo showed up, and then he got a little bit less jagged. I don't know. Just probably stylistic as to, like, what kind of tone is set to what they're doing.
I feel like it's a part of, like, every like a combination of all the things we talked about a bit.
Yeah, probably.
I do think, like, non-human...
I don't think it's consistent.
...plays a big part in it.
Maybe. I don't know.
Also,
Hot go.
No, I was just gonna talk about how apparently not gonna talk about that because I forgot. So you go.
Alright, so Frieza mentions that like he doesn't tend to transform or stay in his transformed state because it is too much power and he can't control it very well. So this kind of like goes back into what we were talking about a little bit earlier, where, you know, like wasted movements and stuff like really denote like a master. And that transformations are seeming like another stage of that in a way, right? Because
you have to master that form as well.
Because right now there's two, like if we're taking Frieza as an example, right? There's too much power and no control, so there's a lot of energy being wasted and not enough like refined power. So it seems like Frieza hasn't even mastered his like physical states.
Yeah, right?
Which is insane to think about. That he's this strong without even mastering his power. But
I think he had a need to, so just didn't. I think it's more for like.
This feels like maybe like we can draw this into, you know, like natural talent versus hard work in a way.
Yeah.
Because Frieza is this strong naturally and Goku had to work his ass off to become a master at what he's doing.
Yeah, like
in every
you know, like it's that Kyrie Irving quote of like, you know, hard work beats talent if talent doesn't work hard. And that's something that we're seeing here with Frieza, I think, that, like, you know, he's talented, but he hasn't done anything with it besides just lounge and, like...
Sit in a pod
and just be way too happy with himself, committing atrocities.
Yeah.
Like, Goku has worked, He's like trained martial arts ever since he was young, thanks to Grandpa Gohan, and even past that, Roshi, Kami, Kai, King Kai, right? Even
a little bit of Popo.
Yeah, Popo too. But now, even when, like, Vegeta also, he didn't work hard because he was like, oh, I'm an elite, right? He didn't have a need to. But now he did get beat by someone that actually, you know, does work hard. And then he's starting to, like, see things differently. Like, even he believes that.
I mean, do you think, I don't know. Like,
I feel like,
has he really, like, worked hard?
Now? No, he hasn't. I'm not saying that he has worked hard yet. I'm just saying that he's starting to see things differently. That's the thing. Because now accepts that, wow, someone that's a lower stature than me, that's low class, even he is far surpassed me now, right? So that's, I think this is his, now that he's truly seen that Goku's definitively stronger than him, unlike in Earth where he needed a lot of help, right? Now he's definitively stronger than him. So I feel like the realization is starting to set in on Vegeta, and he's like, it's going to start a change in him, right?
Or he whines like a little bitch.
Who knows?
Do we have anything else we want to talk about?
I want to see a big Lock and Do next week.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Piccolo is one of my favorite characters. So, you know.
I mean, for you, that's just battle hungry, so it doesn't say much.
Anyway, with that, we're going to end this episode off. Thank you guys for watching. Been a good one. With that, we say goodbye to Ryu.
Bye.
The Hut.
Peace.
I've been your host, Ben, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.